I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With no firm date yet set for the launch of its transitional government, South Sudan continues to be a nation in crisis. For the Kids Alive International team working with the street kids in WOW, more delays mean more violence. Matt Parker says their staff and kids have been safe so far, but prayer is greatly needed. We've got a detailed list of prayer needs for you at our website.
There is still a real sense of tension, rumors that there might be another attack coming at some point in the near future. So it remains a very tense situation. It is absolutely essential that both the government and the rebels come to the table and putting aside some of their own selfish ambitions and interests for the sake of the people of South Sudan.
Nearby in Uganda, Every Child Ministries is also helping the next generation. This summer, ECM's connecting teachers from the U.S. with their Ugandan counterparts. ECM's Mark Lucky says volunteers will work with the teachers for about 7 or 8 days.
The beauty of it is that teachers who have a lot of experience here, they have good methodology, things that they've tried in the classroom that have worked. They have an opportunity to go and sit down with other teachers, poorly trained teachers, help them understand. And most of the teachers on the staff had little or no training. So we felt like if we can just come alongside them and help them learn a bit more about teaching and how to reach the children, that would be beneficial.
The U.S. volunteers will also have an opportunity to encourage these teachers in Christ. If you're interested in joining the team, head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? We'll get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.